Philip Santa Pia, that it is urgent here. Today's date is 01/10/2022. The station is for Mr. Byron Gregory. Gregory spells G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Byron spells B-Y-R-O-N. Date of birth is 12/24/1961. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here with lower leg swelling, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a month or two, but it's gotten worse in the last 2 days. Says he came in because this right is now having some discomfort, period. He described discomfort as dull, rated 3 out of 10, increased with the range of motion, touch, and walking, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 174/97. Initial blood pressure was 172/103. Repeat was 174/97. Patient indicated that whenever he comes to the doctor's office, his blood pressure goes up, and said he did take his medication today for blood pressure. He usually takes amlodipine, period. Next paragraph, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is next paragraph. Extremities, bilateral, lower extremities. He has 1+ spitting edema. Right worse than left. This calf tenderness and a positive Hohmann sign. Dorsalis pedis pulse is present. Regular rate and rhythm. No cyanosis. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. And sensation is normal. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. No peripheral cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is peripheral edema. Number two, leg pain, bilateral. Number three, hypertension. Number three, number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, obesity, period. Today in the clinic, we did an ultrasound of his lower extremities bilateral. Look at his... We did a venous and arterial ultrasound. These studies were unremarkable. Patient was educated about his findings on ultrasound, educated about his medical condition, and we talk about strategies to improve his blood pressure and to increase his weight. He says he understands and will comply. We will discontinue amlodipine as this has proven to have caused swelling in the lower extremities. Patient will be started on lisinopril, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. He stated he was on lisinopril before, 20 milligrams, and it worked well for him, but had to stop because he was having what was suspected to be a kidney infection. He said he completed the infectious medication and is feeling better and is comfortable going back on lisinopril. He indicated that he recently had labs drawn at another facility. He's also indicated that he will send that lab to us so we can have something on file as we manage his blood pressure. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.